Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ray Kolb. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Mails. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Mails. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Gerber moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mails fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide takes first base on ball four. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Speaker moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe takes first base on ball four. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellerbe moves to second. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb bunts towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellerbe moves to third. McManus moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellerbe scores. McManus scores. Tobin moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Gerber moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Guy Morton now pitching. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Severide reaches third base with a triple. Gerber scores. Sisler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 0 in the game. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Guy Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Morton moves to second. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson. Wamsgans reaches second base with a double. Morton scores. Jameson moves to third. It's 5-1, Browns. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jameson tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Browns. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Jacobson reaches third base with a triple. Gerber goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Severide hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cole fields it and has Wood trapped. There's the throw to Ellerbe who throws to Gerber, who tags Wood for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jack Graney pinch hits for Guy Morton. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp bunts towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jamison strikes out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Severide settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Wood moves to second. It's 7-3, Browns. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bagby for the out. Wood moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wood scores. O'Neill moves to third. It's 7-4, Browns. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Severide moves to second. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ellerbe hits a fly ball towards left. Jameson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jameson. Severide moves to third. Williams moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. McManus hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Severide scores. Williams scores. Ellerbe moves to third. It's 9-4, Browns. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellerbe scores. McManus moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Culp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 4. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby fires to first and picks off Williams. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wood hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Wood reaches second base with a double. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lugisto pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Lugisto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gisto hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wood scores. It's 10-5, Browns. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tobin. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Gisto scores. It's 10-6, Browns. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and has Jameson trapped. There's the throw to McManus, who throws back to Ellerb, who tags Jameson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Keefe now pitching. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ellerb moves to third. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-2 in the game. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell has Ellerb trapped. There's the throw to O'Neill and over to Gardner, who tags Ellerb for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Tobin hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus moves to third. Colt moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McInnes moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Wood hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. McInnes scores. Gardner moves to third. It's 10-7, Browns. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Neill strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.